Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And we are back with Beach & Company. By the way, a program note. Next Tuesday, the High Bidder and the Western New York Heroes Auction it's a organization that benefits veterans. The High Bidder, I think he paid $2,100. That's a nice bid. For the charity, he'll be sitting in with me as the co-host. How about that? I can lean back, kick my feet up, maybe have some coffee or tea, and put it on automatic pilot, and we let him take the controls. Naturally, I'll be ready to seize controls at any moment. No, it should be fun. I talked to him. He's a very interesting guy with a very interesting resume, I can tell you that. You're going to not want to miss that. Okay, the thought wound around through the radio into my brain when I heard this morning that maybe the longer this goes, the better it is for the Republicans. Carl Calabrese said that, so I would put a great deal of weight to that, and he could be right. Because yesterday, the only problem we're having is the networks aren't reporting everything. Remember, when you're sworn in a court of law, you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. And the press seems to have found a very effective way to fight back when they're losing on the substance, and that is leave the whole truth out of it. Just report what looks good for you. Don't report anything that doesn't, and those suckers out there won't know the difference. Let us go to David in Lockport. David, you're on WBEN.
Hey, Sandy. This isn't the reason why I called, but I had to point out first, this guy named Holmes that is testifying about overhearing the phone call.
Okay.
The guy holding the phone testified for 10 hours yesterday.
Well, you know, they got plenty of time to film.
Why the hell would you need to talk to the guy sitting on the other end of the dinner table who claims he overheard something when Sutherland was the guy holding the cell phone?
That's a good point, and we wondered how he could overhear. I understand overhearing somebody that's in the room, but the people they're talking to, how do you overhear them? I don't know, unless you have a speakerphone.
Yeah. Hey, Sandy.
Yeah.
Yesterday it was so infuriating. My girlfriend had to tell me to stop yelling because I wasn't yelling at her. But watching this stuff will kill you. Yesterday, Jim Jordan raised hell with Sutherland because he had a 23-page opening statement that everybody had to suffer through.
Right.
And nowhere in there did he see fit to mention that his conversation with Donald Trump included Donald saying, "I want nothing, I want nothing, I want no quid pro quo."
They won't say it. They're still not saying it today.
Yeah, well, so then later on, my ears perked up when Sutherland went out of his way to point out that the dignitary, so-called, that testified last week, they're pretty much have hurt feelings because they're saying Trump used a back channel. And Sutherland pointed out what I did a couple days ago. It's not a back channel. The back channel is what you guys were doing because the primary channel is what the president is involved in, okay? So now you put those two together and you go to your first ABC break, and this shows you how this whole thing was planned. It's planned beforehand. It's all a farce. They go to ABC News, and you hear the music on your channel, and they say, aha, Sutherland testifies that there was a quid pro quo, and it went all the way up the chain to the White House.
I heard that same thing, and I was as outraged as you are, obviously, and expressed my outrage to the people that matter, okay?
They just blatantly make it up. And I would agree that we would be better off the longer this goes on. But that's if people were paying attention. Pelosi's only doing this because he knows the media is lying like hell to us.
And we know that even if it gets out of the House, it's not going to get past the Senate. So yeah, this is one of those things where we've got the game on tape. We know how it ends, but we don't want to see it. In other words, we know how this is going to end, and it's the way we want it to end. Why won't they live up to it? Thank you. Thank you very much. Let's go to, we have time before the break, yeah. Frank in Tonawanda. Frank, you're on WBEN.
Well, good morning, Sandy.
Hello there, Frank. What do you got today?
You know, Sandy, this is amazing. If it wasn't for Trump winning, we would never have known the cesspool that Washington, D.C. is.
That's true.
I'm not naive, but I'll tell you, I never knew that these ambassadors, the deep state, and he was so absolutely right when he nailed it, the swamp. I never knew that these ambassadors thought that they were so entitled that they were the ones that call the shots on foreign policy. It's amazing how arrogant they are and how condescending they are, that they seem to think that they are at the pinnacle of their lives when they're in Washington and that they call the shots on foreign policy. They're at the beck and call of the president.
Well, the reason they get into politics is called power. They either have it or they have access to it. And they don't like it when somebody usurps what they thought was their area of power.
Yeah, it's amazing. I'm sure a lot of Americans think the same way as I. If Hillary Clinton had been elected president, none of us would have known how muddy the waters are in Washington. It's amazing.
The train would be off the tracks if we knew that. That's the kind of information. It's been suppressed for so long. I don't know if we'll ever get that out in the public.
No, I'm telling you, and, you know, I'm really impressed with this Mark Levine.
Oh, Mark, yeah, oh, he's very good. He's been around a long time.
He's been around a long time, and he's a constitutionalist. He knows his Constitution.
Yeah, he has a show on WABC, too, in New York.
Yeah, and I'm reading his book right now, and I'll tell you what, every American should read that book.
When he gets on a rant, he gets on a rant. He's the best ranter that's out there.
Oh, for sure. He goes all the way back to Woodrow Wilson. And you want to talk about circumventing Congress, you go back to Woodrow Wilson. FDR, who every Democrat seems to think that he's God, that he can walk on water. Well, read about some of the stuff that FDR did and how he circumvented Congress. And I'm telling you, Sandy, it's amazing. It's amazing. But I'm telling you what, my eyes have been opened to the stuff that's going on now. When you listen to these cartoon characters they put their hands up and swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth. What a bunch of malarkey. I am so sick and tired of it. I have to turn the channel off because I can't take it anymore.
Yeah, it gets to you. I think you have to get away from it. I tried to follow it, every word. You can't do that. You go nuts.
You can't do it. And, you know, these guys are lying through their teeth. And Adam Schiff, my God, I hope that they nail this guy to the wall. He is so, that's a proper name for him. He's Shifty Shiftless.
That's what they call him, basically. Okay, calm down now, Frank. In another day, we'll have a nice weekend ahead of us. Thank you for calling.
Take care.
Okay, goodbye. We'll take a break and return on News Radio 930 WBEN.
...'s name. For those of you at home, it's time to change the channel, turn down the volume, or hide the kids, put them to bed. Now I yield to Mr. Schiff for Storytime Hour.
Let's go to the next call, which should be Bill in Williamsville. Bill, you're on WBEN.
Sandy, as again, always a pleasure.
Yes, Bill. Good to have you. What do you have?
You're sounding healthy today.
Yeah, I'm sounding a little bit better.
You sound like your normal old voice.
Imagine that. Back to that.
Hey, this is what I think the Democrats are getting down to. It's schoolyard. It's almost like, na 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 na
na.
You know, it's like he said, she said, stick right. Stones. Because it has nothing to do. When you watch anything on the what I call the comedic channels, they do. They'll show Jim Jordan next to it to whoever they're talking to, whether it's Sondland or Volker, and they won't play his verbiage. And that's the way I'm kind of looking at it. It's like it's nothing but hearsay, he said, she said. I'd like to get Judge Judy in here and have her oversee this thing.
I'd like to see the whole thing handled as a real court trial. Because all of this stuff would be thrown out. They wouldn't have anything to exhibit.
Oh, it is. It's just ridiculous. And when you look at stuff, I know Tom in the afternoon yesterday had a lawyer on, a mouthpiece lawyer that he was talking to.
Oh, I love it, a mouthpiece. I love those terms. Go ahead.
Back and forth banter, this mouthpiece. But you could tell he was a liberal. And that just because he would disregard things like the aspect of certain things that were said. But, well, we can't really talk about the whistleblower anymore because that's really not pertinent.
And I heard one national guy, he was raving about the certain people. They're professional. They're this. They're that. And then when talking about the one that's favorable to Trump, oh, yeah, that's some other guy. Yeah. That's it. That's how they dismiss him, like right out of hand, like the back of their hand.
Right. I mean, the impetus for this whole thing right now, which is, again, switching the goalposts, as you guys would put it, like everybody else, is that, like, with Steele, the Steele dossier and that was
right.
The impetus for the investigation. This is the impetus for this. And, when Trump was a little kid, his Play-Doh, he used Play-Doh. And the only thing I could say is, Trump, he must be the best genius. And I think the guy's great. I voted for him. I knew he was going to win right away. But this guy must be just the greatest genius to be able to pull all this stuff off.
He takes it, man. He's like Iron Man or something.
He never gets hit. I mean, he's better than the Teflon Don, no pun intended. But
he is the Teflon Don. And real done at that time. Okay, thank you. Thank you very much. Thanks for calling, Bill. Always good to talk to Bill. Let's go to St. Mary in Lancaster. St. Mary, you're on WBEN.
Good morning, Sandy. Sandy, I agree with that Kathy. She was a wonderful call.
Yes, she was.
Said the thing she brought up. What I would like to know is where are the people, when Schiff is sitting there, people next to him, why... You know, I think this is like a sin of omission or a crime of omission. Where is Maxine Waters? She's the one that started all this. This was in January of 2017. That thing was out, and they had clips of her all the time with crowds telling people to go into restaurants and harass these. And they had no basis. They had nothing. She says, we have to impeach. She never said what we're going to impeach him for, but we just got to impeach. And it was, in other words, like, we're going to find something, but we have to find something to impeach him. But she's the one that started it all. And where are they? And where are these, like, MSNBC and CNN and all these people? Why don't they have her on there saying, oh, thank you, Maxine, for starting this?
Well, Maxine Waters is the first holder officially of the seat for idiots. She's always been an idiot. She'll always be an idiot. Anybody can take her seriously ought to get some help.
But the fact is, like, people like our congressmen, like Reed and the ones that are, you know, Republican congressmen, the members of Congress, everybody should be, they're the ones that should be dragging her up there, insisting that she sit up there and, you know, what was the basis?
Yeah, own up for it. For what were the charges brought? Give us something besides hearsay.
Besides, the first thing she said was impeach, but she never said what.
Well, first of all, she said impeach before he was in the office.
Saying
you can't physically give it up before you get it.
That's right. So why aren't these stupid? I'm sorry, but these Republicans are stupid for not even bringing that up.
Whoa, I see a little anger there with St. Mary. What do you...
They said when I go to Republican committee meetings and everything, this is so stupid. I mean, they got the perfect thing right now. And all it is hearsay. And
it's embarrassing we're having these. It really, truly is an embarrassment.
You know what I would like to see also is if somebody asked Adam Schiff, if somebody overheard somebody say, well, we got to kill this you know, boy, this Adam Schiff is a wonderful guy. And another guy says, oh, no, I heard that he should be shot. Would they, you know, try somebody on that hearsay?
Yeah, hearsay, it doesn't cut it. It's thrown out of court. It's not allowed. It's got to be direct, and they haven't had much luck going down that road. Hey, thank you. Thank you, Mary. There we go. There goes Mary off to church, I think, to catch the noon mass. She calls us usually before church or after church, and we're on in between. So 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, and star 930. Let's see. Yeah, I got enough time, I think. Let's go to Roy and Clarence. Roy, you're on WBEN.
Yeah, thank you for taking my call, Sandy.
Yes, Roy.
You and Tony do a great job. We generally listen to WBEN between 9 and 3 every day.
Thank you. Thank you. We appreciate that.
Yeah, I have a gripe about the local newspaper. It runs bold headlines, and you probably have the paper in front of you. Sondland says he followed Trump's orders on Ukraine, and in the first paragraph it goes on to say clear quid pro quo. But as you have mentioned, in the transcript, Sondland says, he asked the president, so what do you want to do from the Ukraine? Now, I'm reading from the transcript, and he says, the president says, I want nothing. I want no quid pro quo. I just want Zelensky to do the right thing.
Right.
Do what he ran on. That was the president to Sondland. But nowhere in this paper is that mentioned. They copy and paste the corrupt news from the New York Times, which runs these giant headlines, and then they equate this to Watergate at the next.
Yeah, it's just.
On front page of the paper. I don't know what is wrong with the editors of our local paper.
It's that whole bias bent. It's the same thing with reports. We get these 2-minute reports, and they don't report that. They will not report that because they apparently feel it is too damaging to their perspective point of view. Thank you for calling, Roy. Appreciate it. We'll be back with more with Beach and Company on News Radio 930 WBEN.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
This is Sandy Beach and Beach and Company. We ran a commercial for the Buffalo International Airport a couple of spots ago, and that's where all of our Viking trips start. They all start, you get on a plane right here at home, and then you go to where you are going. Our next three trips, the first one of the three trips is to Russia. The second one is to Alaska, and the third one is to Amsterdam. The Russian trip is June 24th to July 5th, and then the next trip goes in August, the 14th through the 24th. The last of the three trips would be January 20th to February 3rd, and that would be in Australia. You can contact AAA on any or all of these trips at 1-844-688-7477. Spectacular trips, and they'll give you a full-color brochure and all the information you need. I was looking through the itinerary of the Russian trip while the last spot was on. Very interesting. It's 4 days in St. Petersburg and 4 days in Moscow and a lot of other great places. We don't have time to tell all of them in one commercial. But I didn't realize Russia had so many things to see. Red Square, Bolshevik Theater, Gum Department Store, the Kremlin, Lenin's Tomb, Cosmonaut Museum, Elegant Metro System, the Vodka Museum, and a performance by the Russian Ballet. How good is that? So give them a call and get the information. We'll go from there. We've done 10 trips so far, all sold out, and I'm sure this one will be too. 1-844-688-7477. Tony, you were right. Tony, you are a prognosticator of the nth degree. Sometimes we have people who, during the calling process, are really, you know, they got the iron gloves on with the spikes on them. They're ready to go. And then they go on hold like everybody else does. And they're in line, and they're chronological, however long you've been there, every time somebody leaves, you go up a notch. And we had two who described themselves as liberal.
Correct.
And you said, by the time we get through the spots, they won't be here. Why do you say that?
Through experience. So many years of doing this, that's usually the way it goes.
Yeah, they get tough, and then while they're waiting for their turn, they start thinking about it. And suddenly their bravado seems to have vanished.
Yeah.
I can't figure that out.
Oh, I got to go make a tuna sandwich.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Going. Yeah, my cat just is eating a tomato.
Yeah,
I've
got to
go. That's the way it is. Mr. Beamer, oh. You have people who are already logged on. It's called the Facebook entry.
Once you post, well, I guess you can delete it, so never mind. It doesn't work here.
Okay, so what do you got?
We will start with Kevin, who says, I'm not quite sure who will benefit, but the Democrats aren't doing this because they actually think they'll remove President Trump. They're trying to influence the 2020 elections. They're using it as a weapon, just like with the Russian meddling, in quotations. These hearings are completely unnecessary. The Dems have already convicted him. Why not just take the vote?
Think about it like this. If the times that the Democrats go against each other in a primary debate or a primary, you know, where you got 10 people lined up who poll the best, if they ran that like they're running this, they'd burn the theater down because you can't. Can you imagine the moderator? No, you don't have to answer that. Go on to the next one. Or, you know, I'm sorry, no, you can't be on the panel at all because we interviewed you and you're not working out for us. They couldn't do it. But it shows, I think, the more of these things that happen, and there aren't many that happen for this, certainly, but just any of these hearings and things, you see how it seems really cockeyed. It seems like it's let's make a deal with Monty Hall where people dress up as a carrot to try and win a refrigerator. It's just, it doesn't seem dignified. It's just, and you got all these other people usually who are in the camera shot who are just, what's the word I'm looking at? It's like they're being hypnotized. Their eyes are straight ahead. Their hands are on their lap like this, and they're just looking, waiting for a recess, hopefully soon. And that's how we feel about it, too.
And, you know, you talked about kangaroo court. I have never heard of a situation where the defense couldn't call any witnesses.
Yeah. How about that? I mean, what kind of, this is America. We might expect that in, China, Russia, maybe North Korea, but this is supposed to be America. Since when can't you call your witnesses? And don't you have a right to be confronted by your accuser? I think that's a basic human right. It's a basic American right.
But the left finds no problem with it.
Yeah, no, that's okay, because it's us. We don't think any of the rules apply to us. And you see how arrogant they are. When Rush was describing them at the beginning of this process as a subgroup, usually in Washington, who feel they are really the ones that run the government, that the others come and go. The most they can be here is, with the president, the most is 4 years and then another 4 years. That's it. But they think that they are superior, and they, in many times, did not get a vote. They may have made a contribution to a political campaign, like $1 million. How about that? Suddenly, you're an ambassador, and you represent the United States. And see what that is? That's power. It's power. Not every rich person has power except as a rich person. They want power on a broad spectrum. They want power over policy, things like that. And when they see somebody coming in, especially somebody like Trump, who just kicks traditions and things like that to the curb if he doesn't think that they're worthy, they don't like to hear that.
Don't forget the liberal mindset is the ends justify the means. So if you have to lie, cheat, whatever, yep, as long as you get Trump out.
I think that when you go into government service, they should give you a choice. Okay, would you prefer to lie or cheat? You've got to be able to do one of these very well. And then we'll decide what part of government you'll be. We'll take a break and return. News Radio 930 WBN.
Your name. For those of you at home, it's time to change the channel, turn down the volume, or hide the kids, put them to bed. Now I yield to Mr. Schiff for story time hour.
It is Beach & Company, and we're asking your opinion about these hearings, about the impeachment hearings. Is the longer this goes, the better it is for the Republicans? Carl Calabrese, a noted political philosopher, said that that's his opinion because there's a lot of this seems pointless, immaterial, childish, and the longer this goes, the more fed up the American people will have with it. And then every once in a while, if it ever gets through a biased press and they actually either print it, record it, photograph it, do something with it, something good will happen. You'll have to go to Fox probably or WBEN to find it. But it was like when he said, I want nothing and no quid pro quo, and make sure he ask him to do the right things. I mean, all the right answers. And yet we're still here in this quagmire. Okay. Did he just leave? He just left. Does he know the show goes till noon?
I think he had to let somebody in.
Oh, somebody had to come in.
Yes.
Oh, he's the keeper of the keys. That's right.
Yes.
He's our security guy.
That's it.
Nobody gets past Buzzy.
No.
Unless you have a what is it he likes? He likes, what is it? The big drinks. What are they called?
Oh, Monster Energy.
Monster. Are they the Red Bull of today?
Yeah. I can't drink that stuff.
I've never had anything. Have you ever had?
I tried a Red Bull once, and I thought it was really nasty, and I didn't like how jittery I felt.
What's the one you're supposed to use with your electrolytes and all that stuff when you're working out and training?
Gatorade.
Do people still use Gatorade?
Yeah. Yeah. In fact, we use a lot at Little League.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Nick loves Gatorade.
He does? What flavor?
Let me see. The blue stuff. I don't know what it's called.
Blue. He's drinking blue.
Yeah, that's
things.
How I go by. I mention it by color.
Okay, it's called antifreeze.
that's the green one.
The blue thing. Yeah, that's right. The green one. Yeah, you can tell what it is in each car that you have by the color of the liquid. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So the green one is, I thought antifreeze was blue.
No.
Is it green?
It looks like Mountain Dew.
It does look like Mountain Dew, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Maybe that's why I've had a problem with my congestion. I was drinking antifreeze.
Yeah, you want to avoid that.
Not good. It's fatal. You don't like don't
next
let your
pet, be eating Tide Pods.
Don't let your pets do it.
There was a Lifetime movie where this person was trying to distract everyone from the fact that they were the murderer, and she was putting antifreeze in the coffee. The guy didn't die, but to make him very sick, to get him off of the scent of the fact that she was the murderer.
I saw that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I saw that. That was very interesting. It really was. All right, we got time for a couple more Facebooks, Buzz.
All right, Donald says.
Donald called. What are you okay?
He says, consider that if the Congress votes to impeach and sends it to the Senate shortly after the first of the year, those senators in the presidential race will be forced to stay in Washington rather than campaigning. This would mean little access to Iowa. The longer, the better for not only Donald Trump, but for Republicans in 2020.
So that's what Carl Calabrese preached, and I think he's right. I thought he was right then. I think he's right now, and that person agrees with him. Another, please.
Sandy, someone, Larry here. I think he was one of the guys on hold that didn't hang on.
Oh, okay, good. Larry's here.
Larry says, you guys conveniently ignore the fact that Trump made his I want nothing statement after he learned the whistleblower came forward. Guilty. Time to impeach.
I love it. They have such great passion, you know? They really do.
Passion and lack of facts.
Yeah, exactly. They are, you know, they're sure they're right. Even when they're not right, they're sure about it. So it always gives the impression that they're on the right side of the issue, as long as you're firm about it. Yeah.
What was his name, Larry?
Larry,
I'm sure he's just as concerned about the quid pro with Biden. I'm sure he's just equally as concerned, and he wants to look into it.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll check that out.
Yeah, because there they have it on tape right there for everyone to see, but let's just ignore it.
And the longer this thing goes, as several people have said today, and it's the main question we have, the more chance there is of the Democrats stubbing their toe, simply because if you're putting on a show and it's designed to hurt or damage that person over there, you use your best stuff first to take them out. And when you can't take them out, then you get desperate and you start using lesser stuff. That's when you're really open for a counterattack and really can drop the ball.
Let me fill you in on a little trick, too, that goes on behind the scenes. When guys like Larry text in, it's because they know you can't counter. That's why he hung up. He knew you would be able to counter and bring up things that he has no answer for. So let me just send in a text. That's a lot easier.
You know what I love? It doesn't happen as much here because of the time, but usually when a politician called in our 22 years of doing this show, they call in like 4 minutes before sign off.
Yes.
So they know that unless you want to do the show from the car, you're going to leave at the end of the show, and that's when they call them.
We used to bank on it. We used to say, okay, well, coming up, so-and-so.
Here's so-and-so, and they're, you know, on the line. And it's great fun because once you've seen it, once you've seen the act and you know how to figure it out, it's fun.
Yeah.
Kind of parry here and there. But I think Trump knows how this game is played. He's the best at playing it I've ever seen.
He's playing them like a fiddle.
Yeah, he really is. They think, oh, this fool's coming in. He may be all right in New York, but he's not going to play in Washington. He's done very well for himself for a guy under constant fire, accomplished a lot of things. And I think when they get out on the campaign trail and they start really hammering the things that have been accomplished by this president under heavy artillery fire, they'll appreciate them even more. All right, that about wraps it up. Buzzy, do you know what you're going to do tomorrow? Do you have any plans? Or?
Well, you know, I think we'll probably dive a little into impeachment, but we might have some Thanksgiving dinner talk, too. You'll have to wait and see.
Little turkey talk. Okay, thanks, guys. We'll see you on Monday on News Radio 930 WBN.
The Sandy Beach WBEN studio rings out in support of those who rang the Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center victory bell today in celebration of a victory, large or small.
Elvis has left the building.
Oh, I wish we never had to leave the beach.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
It's better over here. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.